they need their parents in the early stages, but in the older stages, when you're teenagers and then they're college age or, you know, adolescents, they have more freedoms because they've earned their parents' trust. So when they really want to do one thing and they think this is just going to be over the top good, and then their parents see the whole picture, they've been there and done that, and they say, no, don't do that. They believe that they can do it anyway. But if they humble themselves and trust their parents, they'll benefit from their parents' wisdom, just like we will with God. You know, sometimes what we love the most, that's what we'll pray for, that's what we're attracted to, that's what we want. And the Lord knows that we would love something much greater than that. But you can't get to it if you don't trust. I'm reminded of my oldest brother-in-law. Now, he was married to my older sister, and he took me and his son and my other nephew, my middle sister's son, also all four of us went to Pizza Hut. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, my reference for pizza was lunchroom pizza, which was not the best thing in the world. At that day, I wanted a Burger King Whopper. That's what I wanted. And when he made that right turn to go to pizza, I said, "What are we doing?" He said, "We're gonna eat a pizza." I said, "What's a pizza?" He said, "It's a sharing meal." I said, "Oh man," I was reluctant, very reluctant. I didn't trust that pizza at all. I said, "Well, let's get this over with." That's how my mind was running. I almost asked him, "Can we get a hamburger on the way home?" And I was not in faith about that pizza at all. Just like many people are not in faith about the next level or the next, what people, I like to say, the next glory. They've never been there, so they don't know what they expect. But when they brought that pizza, that hot pizza on the table, and I had a soda, cola to drink with it, when I took the first bite, I thought that was the best thing I ever ate. So the next time my brother-in-law wanted to take me somewhere, I was eager. That's what I'm talking about. That's the gift that trust will give you. And you say, "Well, hey, all this time I've been doing it the hard way." Every time God introduced me to something greater, a greater glory, the next step, I always, 100% of the time in my past with him, it was always better than what I ever could imagine. That's the gift that trust will give you. Now, when you're in a professional stage of your life, and you've been there and done that, and people come to you and you give them advice in your profession, you're hardly ever wrong. As a mechanic, people would ask me about cars. Some days I could hardly do my work because people would ask me about how to fix. They'd run into those hard problems that I already ran into. And I would, if I knew what to do, I'd tell them. I didn't hold back. I'd at least show them how to find out about it. I was telling them the steps that I took. If I didn't know, I had to go and help them and assist them if I had time. But I couldn't enjoy my own work for helping others sometimes. But I didn't mind. I would do it. When it come to cars, I knew what to do. Now, in a professional arena, that's how it is. Until one day you're gonna have one something in your profession. You got 40 years experience like I did, and this just don't make sense. How could this be? That's when you trust the Father. You can always rely on Him when you don't know what to do and when you do know what to do. Now, ever since the Lord taught me that when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. It's all right to ask the Lord when you know what to do. It's okay. It's a good thing to ask Him when you do know what to do. Because now you're about to find out something that you couldn't learn on your own. So, in every stage of your life, if you can have that same reliance that David enjoyed when he saw Goliath, that abomination. David was not afraid. David thought like a king. He wasn't rash. The first thing he said before he went and talked to the king, what will happen to the man that defeats him? Now that's the mind of a king or a businessman. Because the king's anointing was on him. So when you're anointed to do something, you begin to think according to their anointing. And he asked the right questions. And if you study it out, he did it in a way that he was presented to the king. He confidently knew that he was going to kill that giant. He also knew he was anointed to be king and it was his responsibility. See, the Lord said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. So he aligned himself with the perfect will of God. Now, understand this. I said this in other broadcasts. I'm going to briefly say it again. When the Lord told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it, it didn't say he told Adam that. It said he told them that. And the them is Adam and Eve and every child that would ever be born in their line. See, I call this the Levite rule. Levite was in the loins of Abraham when he paid tithes to Melchizedek. You and me, and all of us, and all the great men of the Word of God, was in the same loins of Adam and Eve when God told them to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over everything on earth that creeps on it. So, this is our jurisdiction of authority. Whatever walks this planet, we have authority over it here. And God recognized that. And God won't even do anything unless we speak his word. He's the owner of it, but we're the lien holder. We can say yes. We say what goes here. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And Jesus trusted his body enough to give us his same authority because he was going to the Father. He always spoke for his body, his people. He said, I say come, and the church say come. So I link myself to the head when I trust him. If God says something, the wind is not talking to me. The one who I love is talking to me. The one who loves me is talking to me. The one who knows how to win souls is talking to me. The one who is interested in my welfare, my prosperity, my health is talking to me. My God of covenant is talking to me. And I'm not going to disrespect him with doubt, unbelief, or anything like that. I'm not going to serve him with a satanic mindset. See, when you say satanic, well, yeah, that's a no-brainer. But what about the subtleties of the devil? Preeminence, pride, lust, greed. Anything that's like Satan, it's got to go. God gave me his best, and I asked him to help me give him my best. I want to always be covenant appropriate in his sight. See, I have another problem too. I forget stuff. Sometimes when you listen to these broadcasts enough, I refer to scriptures. Sometimes I do it and I do all right. And sometimes I say, I better don't mess this up. Go. And I listen to them. When I go back and read the scripture, there's details that I would have not referred to. And he gave it more authority. I expect if I refer to any scripture, please go and look it up yourself. To save time, I do refer to scriptures like I did today. But when I go to them and read them, I see more detail just like you're going to do. I expect you to be like Bereans. I believe I'm talking to people that want to know God. Bereans were noble. And that's just a very kind way of saying they had more sense than people that just took the apostles' word for it. I expect you to go and thoroughly learn. When the word of God is revelation to you, that's when you're going to do something. That's when you're not going to be hot or half-hearted or cold-hearted. You're going to be hot. You're going to be the kind of person that's like Jesus. The will of God is going to be important. Now, trust takes you far beyond. Now, what if I insisted to my brother-in-law? Now, I'm a kid now. I'm in elementary school. And, I was, about 10 years old, 8 years old, I don't know. And my nephews were much younger than me. And Darren's 5 years old, and Noah is, 5 years younger than me, and Noah is 6 years younger than me. We were, all 4 of us was at the Pizza Hut restaurant. So here I am, about to eat my first pizza. I trusted my brother-in-law enough to go. I wanted to go with him, but I was reluctant against the pizza. And when I ate it, I'm like, what else do you know about? My level of trust in my brother-in-law went up. His stock went up that day. Now, the same thing happens with God. When you trust the Lord, you don't see what he sees. He already smiling because he know you're going to love it. If the Lord gets involved with who you marry and he closed the door so you can't marry this one that you was about to marry, and then he shows you another option that's better. Now, this happened to my great-grandfather, Jasper Rasmus Nall. He was going to marry this lady. And the Lord said, and the Lord knew that education was very important to him. He put all 6 of his children through college. One of them even worked on the Manhattan Project. And it's in the book, Freeborn Slave. But the Lord spoke to him. Now, one day I'll read it. I got the book in my phone. I took pictures of the pages, so I'll read this excerpt. But the Lord came to him one day. He was engaged. He said, now, you're not educated, and she's not educated. How will your children be educated? So he called the marriage off. All right. He went with his friend. His friend was going to see this girl, and he went with him. And he ended up marrying the girl. He even caught a possum on the way. It was either on the way there or on the way home. It's an interesting story. But they caught a possum while they... But anyway, he ended up marrying my great-grandmother, Lena Hill. Now, and they had 6 children together. And the lady he was going to marry married a man that had 5 children, but they never had children, which means that she was barren. So, if God intervened, now he's already evaluated this thing. And he was so thankful that he wanted children. And he and all of them became educated. My grandmother was a school teacher. Now, what if he didn't listen? Then you wouldn't have had a preacher unless God did some kind of miracle. I thank God for his intervention. That's something to treasure and not try to shun. Always trust. Trust takes you beyond the glory that you're used to. The arena where your faith is working. It takes you beyond to a greater ability. More training. And you're going to love it. And I know this. Now, the great anointings of old are attainable, but you have to it people say you got to pay the cost. Well, guess what? The anointing, the office of God is a grace, so is the anointing. What it takes to walk it out, I would rather see people live a fasted life. Prayer, laboring in prayer, And warfare can help you break through whatever confines that's holding you back, whatever reluctancies that's holding you back. And prayer will take you to the point of reliance. And there's a way to be reliant and walk in the unity of God's will without a lot of hard work. It's not a long prayer, is what I'm saying. You do what you have to do. But what I am saying is, it's not hard. If you can trust God, you can always go to covenant. You can always become covenant appropriate in all that you do. If the Lord tell you to fast, fast. But also ask him, how can I live this way forever? When I dealt with everything, I always ask, how do I kill this problem? How do I not let the works, the wiles of the devil affect me? How can I be immune to him? And he'll give you the information. Until he does, do what you know to do. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Breakthrough. Do the things you know to do until you, and always learn the better way to do it. When Catherine Kuhlman said, you give God everything. Yes, you do. But she wasn't married for most of her ministry, what I know about her. But you can be married. You can have children and still do a great work of God. Ask the Lord to show you, how do I do this with a wife? Because some wives act like babies. But if you trust him, you'll have a mature wife. Even if you're married to one that won't grow up, God will show you how to do it anyway. Some men are not mature. And the woman's on fire for the Lord. How do I do it anyway? With my reluctant spouse. Now, breaking through is very important. But some people have a reluctant spouse, and you dragging them with you wherever you go, and they don't want to walk with you, but they need to. That's when you turn things over to the Lord. Get his wisdom and mindset. God can do things. There's always a way to get the job done. Whatever it is you need to do. But first, be faithful, at most be faithful with what God is revealing. And get an understanding of what he wants to do and why. When I saw he would give me something to go on, then I would be interested. He would show me people's potential. If they do this, I saw how many people they would have won to the Lord. This got to happen. That's why I was so distraught in 1998. I kept seeing and hearing about all these wonderful things that could happen to people would follow him. And then they do something else, what I was talking about was not something they could relate to. And it bothered me. For good reason. But there was nothing I could do about it. No matter how hard I tried, there was nothing I could do about it. Because the Lord had already told me, if they don't follow me, I'm going to raise up people that will. But it's not as good as if they follow me. So what I learned about trust is, if you follow God, you can go far beyond the expectations of not only yourself, but everybody on this planet. Even the people of... See, Lester Sumrall knew that greater glories were coming, and he asked the Lord to always keep him ready for the next glory. Because sometimes people only walked in the light that they had, and they did well. But now, whatever is next, he knew other things when it was next. And he asked the Lord to keep him current. I do the same thing. So I started praying and confessing after the order that Charles Capps taught, confess the word. That I say, Lord, help me be covenant appropriate. And then I confess that I will be covenant appropriate. I'm talking to my will so that I can do what God will have me do. So, when God is introducing you to something greater, It's going to be much better than my first Pizza Hut pizza. I've never been disappointed as I followed God. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. Live in victory. Stay in covenant, and enjoy trusting God. Trust is reliance, but it becomes faith when you act on it.